Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Perry H. from San Diego.
I'm Perry. I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to thank God for another day, another opportunity for sobriety. And thank you to Joe for this opportunity. Thank you, brother. I'm grateful for the opportunities today in my life, and that wasn't always the case. It used to be once a day that I would feel that gratitude. It was more like relief, and that would be at 2:30 in the morning when I would come home, and I was just glad that I didn't die that night driving home or kill anyone or get arrested or get a DUI. And I would swear off completely at that time. I was in that place where I was done. And, of course, the next morning I would wake up with that pitiful, incomprehensible demoralization, just knowing that I would have to face this day and not drink. And sometimes it can make it pretty far, but for the most part, somewhere during the day, I would make that decision that I was not going to, in fact, start today. That sense of ease and comfort that it talks about in the book that we can get from drinking, I could get that just by deciding that I'm going to drink several hours beforehand. And that's, you know, I had that obsession that I learned about later when I got here. But, just deciding that I was going to drink was enough to give me the sense of ease and comfort. And, of course, after work, I was off and running at the bar, and I often would wonder at 2 o'clock when the bar would close why everyone was so lame, because nobody wanted to hang out. And like they had all these excuses, like I have to wake up tomorrow, or I need to go home to my wife, or I'm tired, and I just didn't understand. I'm like, you know, like there's more money, there's more time, there's plenty more alcohol, there's definitely another country right next door where we can go that's open all the time. And everyone just was, you know, it was so rare that anyone wanted to join me. But I would do that anyway. I would just go do what I had to do. You know, there's always people out there that are sympathetic to my plight. And but the fact was that I was driving around just wasted. And this was going on for years. And this cycle was my daily cycle. I would get home and feel that sense of relief and gratitude once again. And this went on for several years. And as far as I can tell, that resembles hell to me. That's like Groundhog Day or something. It's just without all the comedy. And, you know, this went on for so long. And eventually I came to this place where I was so desperate and alone. And I just, you know, I was given a gift by God that just, willingness, honesty, and open-mindedness. And I decided I needed help. You know, I had been locked up in my apartment by myself for a year and a half, dry, and not a fun person to be around. And so when I first came into, well, actually, I got a hold of somebody, and he recommended SoCal Speakers on Saturday night. So this was actually the first meeting I came to. It was January 10th, 2015. I came into this meeting. I used to sit in the back every week, and I never talked to anybody. I would sit back there. And then, you know, every week I would see the same people come in and out. It was kind of cool. And I got comfortable just seeing how the same people were coming in. And one time, actually, a guy decided to talk to her. Maybe I talked to him, and he introduced me to some of these gentlemen. Or no, not gentlemen. Like these guys in the front row. And But they're general. They just don't drink like a gentleman. But anyways, and then the next morning I started getting phone calls from these guys, and I had no idea why they were calling me. And they're like, "Yeah, let's go to a meeting tonight." I was like, "No." But and then I started receiving phone calls from people I didn't even know, I'd never met before. And they're like, "Yeah, my sponsor told me I need to call other alcoholics." And I started getting these phone calls, and the result was that I ended up getting involved, and I came up to the front, and, you know, I came to a business meeting over here, and, you know, I was volunteered to do something, and You know, if you can't hear me in the back, it's because the sound man's doing a shit job, all right? So, but yeah, so that was the journey to get here. And, you know, today, my goodness, what can I say? This last year has been the best year of my life. And, you know, to take it full circle, I'm just absolutely filled with gratitude today. You know, I have commitments. I go to meetings probably about 4 a week. I'm definitely praying in the mornings and at night and several times throughout the day. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to sponsor guys. And, you know, I have a sponsor that I've been with since the very beginning. And I have a home group. And these are all the tools that I have. And sometimes one of them doesn't work, so I try another, you know, because I get stuck up in my own head. And but, you know, the fact is that I have had a deep and effective spiritual experience. It's revolutionized my entire attitude toward life, toward my fellows, toward God's universe. And it just took me, you know, 30-something years to figure that out. The way that I was actually convinced that I was an alcoholic was I went to another group on January 12th, and I got a hold of a meeting schedule, and I took a little 20 questions in the front right there, and I got 19. And it says if you get 3 or more, you may be an alcoholic. So I was pretty sure at that point. It just took me a long time. I'm an extremely, extremely slow learner. And I'd like to read you something that I wrote. This is actually March 7th of 2016, so bear in mind I've been in the program for over a year at this point, and I wrote this one day. Today I asked myself, where do you live? As a mental defective, the only place that I'm fit to live is within Alcoholics Anonymous. Attempting to live anywhere else will only result in despair, and this realization feels disappointing at this time. And for the first time today, I wished to be normal. And so that I may live where I choose. I look to gratitude and see that I am blessed with AA, a solution which so many countless others never receive. And that's really what it comes down to for me, was that Alcoholics Anonymous is the way that God finally got into my life. You know, for all those years, I had people telling me, you know, you should probably consider God as an option. And I did get to that point that it talks about in the book, where I can either choose a spiritual help or to just blot out my existence going on to death. And but for such a long time, I was very outspoken about my contempt for anything religion, anything God, and it didn't matter what people would say. And the fact is, I came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and I saw a bunch of other mental defectives just like me. And I started realizing that it was perfectly okay for me to come and just talk about what was going on with me. And I love speaker meetings. I also love being in smaller meetings so we could talk about our stuff. And you know, for me, the solution is being in service, trying to get out of my own head. And once again, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous is how God finally got through. I was able to finally have that open-mindedness that's necessary. And, you know, if I'm truly open-minded, then I have to consider the fact that, you know, maybe someday I'll be able to drink. I'll be able to control and enjoy my drinking. If I'm truly open-minded. But the evidence and my experience over 20 years tells me that's probably not the case, and that this is a result of my great obsession, which tells me that I will be able to control and enjoy drinking someday. And so I'd like to say congratulations to the people that had birthdays and the people that came up for 90 days. And, you know, I am here for my own sobriety, so thank you all for being of service to me. And, you know, this is a gift from God, and the message is that there's much to be done.
Thank you for sharing.